For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. Work will begin later on preventing the closure of the country's last two remaining blast furnaces at British Steel in Scunthorpe. Managers and civil servants are facing a race against time to stop them going out and ensuring the site has enough raw materials. The government took control of the plant on Saturday. The Independent's chief political commentator John Rentall says British Steel has had a turbulent history.
It's been nationalised and denationalised so many times. It is a story of Britain's industrial decline, and you know, in many respects we've just accepted that, but steel, we still sort of hanker for those days when Britain was a manufacturing powerhouse. It's interesting that there's still some political mileage to be made from pretending that we are.
A committee of MPs investigating the summer rioting connected to the Southport attacks says it can find no evidence of so-called two-tier policing. A report from the Home Affairs Committee says police handled the demonstrations and violence entirely appropriately. Residents evacuated after a fatal explosion on a terrace street in Nottinghamshire have spent a second night away from their homes. On Sunday, emergency workers found the body of a man beneath the wreckage after it happened in Worksop on Saturday. And there are warnings that drivers will face a hat trick of hold-ups during the end of the week. The RAC says traffic around the UK will increase dramatically because the bank holiday weekend coincides with the end of the Easter school holidays in many areas. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And here we are. It is Monday again. Never fear, I'm back with early breakfast. Welcome along to a brand new week. I'm Lucy Coward. Hello.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Manca le parole, sì lo so che non c'è luce in una stanza quando manca il sole, se non ci sei tu con me, le finestre, mostra tutto il mio cuore che hai acceso, chiudi dentro me la luce che hai incontrato per strada. Con te partirò, paesi che non ho mai veduto e vissuto con te, adesso sì. Sei lontana e sogno all'orizzonte, manca le parole. E io sì, lo so che sei con me, con me. Tu mia luna, tu sei qui con me. Il mio sole, tu sei qui con me, con me.
Andrea Bocelli singing Conte Partiro by Satori and Quarantotto, Peter Piesek conducting the Budapest Arts Orchestra and Choir. Andrea was recently asked what was still on his bucket list, and he said to continue touring, to hold his children's children in his arms, and to live in a world without war. And before that, Raphael Foietre performed the prelude from J.S. Bach's Prelude and Fugue No. 1. Well, we might not be able to tick off anything from our bucket lists over the next couple of hours, quite early and all, but we will certainly cover some of the big hitters of classical music. And can I say a big hello from me, Lucy Coward? It is lovely to be back with you on Classic FM. Welcome to Early Breakfast on this Monday, April the 14th. I missed you. I did, too. I hope you've had a grand week and are looking forward to one of similar description for the days ahead. Let's get to it then with a work by Tchaikovsky that it's said you can practically dance to. So be my guest as we hear the Capriccio Italien played by the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra with Noemi Järvi on the podium. Noemi Järvi in charge of the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra as they play Tchaikovsky's Capriccio Italiana. It's early breakfast on Classic FM. Lucy Cowherd here. And from that sumptuous and immersive piece, it's a short and sweet moment of piano piece today, performed by French pianist Lucas Debargue, which fits actually, as he says, when he programs a recital, he thinks of putting together a party between different composers, just as a party consists of a variety of people talking to each other for differing lengths of time. So this piece is one of those times you can only grab a couple of minutes with someone, even though it's by a composer that Lucas is crazy about, one Gabriel Fauré. He says all of Fauré's pieces stand out as exceptional jewels. So this leaves a lasting impression, as I hope our shared segments of Keyboard Calm often do.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Debbie Wiseman directing a studio orchestra as they played her own theme to Wild. And before that, Lucas Debargue played our moment of piano piece this morning on Classic FM, which was Fauré's Romance Without Words. And words will not be needed next either, but this time the guitar will speak the language of love. Plus, we'll hear from a woman who's announced her first solo tour in 10 years.
Classic FM.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On our farms, there's room to roam. Our girls come first in the happy home. Toys for fun, special feed made with all they need. Lots of trees for shade and rest. Our farmers give them their very best.
Happy hens lay tasty eggs for the Happy Egg Co.
Whether it's home-baked biscuits with your besties or a shop-bought scone in the summer sun, get together for an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Be a life-changer this summer and make a difference for people affected by breast cancer. Every penny you raise will help fund world-class research and life-changing support. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Meet Jamal.
Hey.
Jamal's just reversed into another car. And of all the people...
Oh, no.
It's his ex. How's he going to deal with this awkward situation? Thankfully, Jamal's got car insurance with Aviva. If you've had an accident, we'll talk to everyone else involved so you won't have to, Jamal.
Phew.
Helping you put the pieces together to get you back on track. It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Nicola Benedetti and the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra playing a violin and orchestra arrangement of Marietta's Lied by Korngold. Kirill Karabits had the baton in hand. Prior to that, we heard the anonymous romance performed by John Williams and a string orchestra under William Goodchild. Nicola is, in fact, sort of teaming up with a guitarist. She's going back on the road for her first solo tour in over a decade. And her shows will also feature Brazilian guitarist Plinio Fernandes and accordionist Samuele Talari. The concerts will see her play a mix of romantic, virtuosic and folk music, and she'll share personal stories and explain her musical choices throughout the evening. Some of the dates have already been released. I dare say there'll be more forthwith, and it's one of the reasons that Nicola is our star in the spotlight this week. So listen out for some of her best recordings with Margarita Taylor every afternoon from 4 p.m. Well, here at Classic FM, we made a significant announcement of our own during the tail end of last week. I'll bring you up to speed on that a little after we hear from Brahms. Brahms' Symphony No. 3 from it, the third movement, saw Daniel Barenboim direct Staatskapelle at Berlin. Now, in a little over a week's time, on Thursday, April the 24th, we are returning to the Royal Albert Hall in London for Classic FM Live at the Movies with Viking. And the special guests have been announced. They are brilliant. I can't wait for the evening. I think it's going to be pretty epic. And you can find full details at classicfm.com.
Thank you.
The Cologne Piano Duet with the Cologne Radio Symphony Orchestra, alongside playing the second movement of Journey's Concerto for Piano Duet. Florian Mirth had the baton in hand. And so we go together to the news, which is next on Classic FM. And then we've got Chloe Hanslip, Alexis French, and a very attractive clock.
Classic FM.
Fine & Country values the unique, the distinctive, the iconic. The features that make your home a true reflection of you. Grand, inviting spaces that inspire spontaneous get-togethers. Quiet, cozy corners that provide a calming daily retreat. Truly captivating vistas that make your everyday extraordinary. If you're looking to buy, sell, or let your home, start your property journey at fineandcountry.com. Fine & Country. Dare to be iconic.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
Hey, Mum. So, you know we met Zara, my financial advisor? Yeah, from St. James's Place. Well, she drafted our plan so you can get that bungalow near me. Oh, and Sam, that lovely carer we found, will drop in. And I can bring over my signature shepherd's pie. Hoi!
Big decisions call for invaluable advice. Visit St. James's Place to find your one-to-one financial advisor. St. James's Place Wealth Management PLC is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. SJP approved 19th of Feb 25.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, civil servants and staff at British Steel will spend today attempting to stop the permanent shutdown of Britain's last primary steelworks. The government is looking to source materials to keep the blast furnaces at Scunthorpe keep going after taking control of the site on Saturday. The company's Chinese owners say keeping it operational was costing them £700,000 a day. But Business Secretary Jonathan Reynolds says that's a better outcome than closing it entirely.
I would ask the public to compare that to the option of spending a lot more money to reach a deal that would have seen a lot of job losses and Jingye remain as a partner, or the cost of the complete collapse of British Steel, easily over £1 billion.
Her reports found the response by police forces to last summer's riots was entirely appropriate. Disorder broke out after the murder of three girls at a dance class in Southport in July. The Home Affairs Committee says there was no evidence of